Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today we're going to talk about how content producers and influencers make money and why, as a brand, you should start budgeting for digital content and PR immediately. So how do online sites and influencers make money? When we work with brands for social influencer campaigns, the hot topic is, of course, money. What does it cost? And that question is not just about the agency fee we charge to research, cultivate, and activate that partnership to ensure success, but rather the fee that may be paid to the content producer. Even PR has changed in recent years, with more paid campaigns partnered with content producers to create native and organic coverage of a brand versus relying on earned media. Why is this? Well, the bygone era of traditional advertising is just that, gone, and people want and need to be paid for their time and efforts. So how exactly does a content producer make money? Unless it's just a part-time hobby, most content platforms and producers are there to make a profit, and there are a few ways that they can be successful at doing so, some which work better than others. There are hard costs overall to producing content, and the producer's time is just a scratch on the surface of some of those hard costs. Blogs and publishing sites have to pay money for software, hosting fees, plugins to make their sites better, clear imagery that, unless they create their own, they have to borrow or buy from someone else, cameras, editing software, and the list just goes on. And in the old days, this was very simple. You charged the reader. And we all know that doesn't go over so well nowadays. When was the last time you felt it was worth more than perhaps your email address to be able to sign up and read something? Most of you listening probably don't even want to give away your email address unless the content is really going to be that good. And that's why you have a fake address to some Yahoo or AOL or Gmail account, right? Well, the traditional advertising route is the second option, getting paid through standard advertising. Now, that can work two different ways on digital. The first is with a content producer maybe speaking directly with relevant advertisers and selling them space on their platform, including their blog or their website. And this obviously doesn't work for standalone Instagram, Facebook, YouTubers. In those cases, they're going to need to be paid directly. There is no platform for an advertiser to add on. That advertiser is paying based on typical web traffic to the source during the best of instances, and paying for a made-up, this is what it's going to cost you in the worst of instances. The more professional the content publisher, the more likely they are backing their fee strategy with traffic numbers, bounce rates, how long does that reader really stay to read, and the like. The benefit is that the content producer has the ability to be pretty choosy with whom they work with and who they feel is relevant to their reader. Or what happens more and more, the content producer signs up and is working with Google or another ad platform and having that wild, wild internet platform choose what brands to plug into those ad spots. In this instance, while specific categories can be barred by the content producer, they aren't able to approve what brands are actually being shown, nor what that ad content might look like. But they stand a chance to make some great money if their website traffic remains strong, which it won't if the ad turns off readers. This is what happens when you're reading an article about watches, and the next thing you know, you have an ad for online gambling, and then you are looking at something for macaroni and cheese. It just makes no sense. Now, there's another way, which is making money from the reader's own click. This is known as affiliate marketing. And this way allows content producers to embed links that tie them to whatever product they are promoting. When a reader clicks on the link and then makes a purchase, the content producer gets a little kickback too. There are not hundreds or thousands of affiliate marketing links tied to brands out there, but hundreds of thousands, and most major and many smaller brands offer them. Affiliate marketing works not just for a dress or a set of pots that were written about that a reader is now just dying to get their hands on, but also for professional services and even other content producers' content platforms which upsell webinars and classes. So when you see a shopping link or buy now, expect that affiliate marketing is at play. Affiliate marketing is the way of the future, and any brand not participating in it right now needs to make some major shifts. This type of marketing is all about getting other people, including social influencers, to talk about your brand and encourage a purchase, and give a reward back when they do so. As a purchaser or brand, you aren't losing out. This is the money the brand was already planning on paying to market in the first place versus using other traditional advertising ways. And as a brand manager, you know you're paying some money somewhere. So allocate some of this to affiliate marketing. And the last way to make money is the one that brands sometimes shy away from: actual fees collected from the brand to make sure their content is included in the copy. Now, the FTC in the United States has cracked down hard on this in recent years, which is why you see a lot of content that says such and such brand sent this to us, or hashtag sponsored, or hashtag ad. Basically, the FTC doesn't think that the consumer is smart enough to realize that something someone's hawking is actually an ad, and they want to make sure that everyone knows that it is. When a brand is paying for content to be written about them, it's considered sponsored content, and it may include anything ranging from videos, social posts, to actual articles or product plugs in those articles. That's not to say that free products that are gifted the writer won't get you anywhere, but it's a shrinking world where content producers with large readerships or fan bases are moving away from just free and into a CPM model. CPM, by the way, means cost per thousand. Take a look at a CPM calculator and it will help you out tremendously within this space. Basically, you're looking for a $10 to $15 range on most of these types of paid scenarios with your average influencer. Less if the influencer has a tremendous fan base, but you're going to be paying a lot more ultimately with that. And way, way, way more if there's a celebrity attached, like up to double. So with this type of model, if you're paying $10 per 1,000 people, that's literally what it is. You're paying $10 for 1,000 people. You're paying $40 for 4,000 people, and so forth. And it doesn't mean that those readers, fans, or followers are actually engaging in that content when it comes to those celebrity and big name influencers. So keep that in mind too when you're looking at paying that out. And with all video content comes the opportunity for paid product placement, where it's natural to the content being created. So now that you know that you should probably start budgeting for content producers, the next step is going to be to make those content partnerships happen. That's it for this episode. I'll see you next week. I hope it was helpful and really would appreciate it if you would share any feedback. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacy Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.